Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with author and lifelong resident of Kelowna, Frank Yoder, about his writing and other life experiences.
So, Frank, you've published 11 books, is that correct?
Yes.
When did you first gain a love for writing? Is this something that you've always enjoyed, or is it something you picked up later in life?
No, I think I've always enjoyed it. When I was in fourth grade, my teacher told me that I needed to clean up my spelling, and he gave me a little pocket dictionary, and he was the one that was responsible.
Do you remember his name?
Glenn Gingrich. Now, that was in a little country school north of town.
Are your works based on your life experiences?
For the most part, yes.
Which one, if you had to pick one, would you say you're the most proud of?
Oh, it'd have to be Lena's Boys. That was about my life growing up as a little Amish boy. We lived on a farm 3 miles northeast of Kelowna. I was the youngest of four boys. My dad died when I was 13 months old, leaving my mother with four boys, the oldest being eight.
Goodness. So was Lena your mother's name, or was that a fictional?
No, that was my mother's name.
And what do you remember most about your mother?
Very kind person, very understanding. It was just after the Great Depression when my dad died, and life was very, very tough. Because of the generosity of the neighbors and the surrounding people in the town of Kelowna, we made it.
Are you still doing any writing?
Oh, yes.
What is it that you tend to write nowadays?
Horse stories are my favorites.
I remember hearing about Smokey Joe. He was a horse that you took to entertain children, is that right?
Basically, yes. He was a very small pony.
What are some tricks that you were able to train the horse to do?
Teach him to count. You would simply stand real close to him, and you would ask him, is 10 minus 1 9? And he'd shake his head yes, or he'd shake his head no, just by where you touched him. And most people, of course, didn't see that hand movement, so they were amazed. A simpler question was, what's 1 plus 1? And he'd stamp a foot twice. He was a real show pony.
You and your wife, Ada, were also really interested in photography. Is that something that you're still doing?
Yes. Back when I had my stroke, the doctor told me, Frank, you need to get out of horses. And we were into bigger horses by then. We rode horses for many years. And he said, they're going to knock you over. You're not strong enough anymore. And that's when we had to find a home for the one pony that we owned.
Do you still get the chance to go out and see horses, or is that something that you've kind of grown apart from?
Oh, no. That once it's in your blood, it's always there.
And with that photography that you do, what are some of the things that you would take pictures of? Was it more landscapes? Was it people?
The kids' club. We had a kids' club where we took children's pictures every 6 months on a regular basis. Photography then was different than it is now. Everybody's got a smartphone. Mm-hmm. And they take lots of pictures. I still take, here in the village, a lot of people like their flowers. They can't have those big flower gardens anymore, but they have a little plot by their home. And they have some beautiful flowers. And I take flowers for the weekly newsletter here to home. But it was children, it was families, it was weddings. One of the most memorable weddings we did, and we did many, many nice weddings, was a country wedding northeast of West Branch. It was on her old childhood home, old farmhouse at the foot of a large hill, stream running through the front yard. When it was time, the bride came riding in from out behind the barn on a beautiful Arabian horse side saddle and a baby blue motorcycle chopper came in down the road, and that was the groom. When we left there, I turned and told my wife, we'll never see another one like this.
With all the experiences that you have, what would you say has been the key to a successful and happy life for you and your wife?
Well, she's my childhood sweetheart. My first memory of hers, she was probably 5, I was probably 7. The most memorable thing is our relation with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a foundation we've been able to build on over the years. 68 years. We have 5 boys, 11 grandchildren. But to pin down one thing in my lifetime, there are so many. I don't think I could pin it down to just one.
That was Frank Yoder joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about his writing. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.